Air New Zealand will be doing a lot of the heavy lifting as Kiwis look to bail out of Australia within the 7-day exit window, and the race is already on. Airline boss Greg Foran joins me now. Kia ora, Greg.
Kia ora, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You've got a task ahead of you. So how many extra flights have you put on, and how much capacity have you got left?
Well, I can tell you that as of about 2 hours ago, we still had about 4,000 seats available on flights that were operating out of Australia over the next week. However, when you get into the details of that, Melbourne, there was a rush, and we've already put on a Dreamliner coming out of there on Monday and another one out of on Tuesday. So literally, as each hour goes by, we're going to be reviewing what we're seeing coming through from customers, continuing to chat with the government about what we're seeing, and where it's necessary, we'll get on and put on extra flights based on you know, what we're seeing across Australia.
Obviously, different situation with New South Wales specifically, because there has to be a marry-up with quarantine places, right? So is there any spots out of Sydney right now, any capacity at all?
As I understand, the answer to that is no. So, unfortunately, as you've pointed out, passengers do have to do 14 days when they come back, so we are a little bit hamstrung on availability based on MIQ spots, and my understanding is that any flights that we've put on there have immediately sold out.
So what's the government telling you about when you might be able to offer more seats out of New South Wales?
Look, they do provide us with a bit of a schedule, and we load that appropriately into our system. From memory, Lisa, I think that goes out for a few weeks in advance, but not much further than that, and that's what we've got to operate with.
7 days, right? That's the countdown. Can you get it done? The minister said there's about 20,000 Kiwis over there. Who knows if all of them want to get back, but that time frame, how workable is it?
It depends. It depends what we see in terms of people wanting to return. And, you know, I think we'll know a lot more in 24 hours. We'll know a lot more in 72 hours. If we need to put on more flights, then we'll do that to the best of our ability and see if we can achieve what everyone wants, which is to be in a good position by this time next week. But really a bit early to say exactly how this is going to play out.
So the bubble, well, shut down for 8 weeks at the very least. What does that do to Air New Zealand?
Well, it's a situation that I guess we've been dealing with now for the best part of 18 months, haven't we? Whether it's lockdowns in Auckland or Wellington, whether it's a bubble that opened on the 19th of April and has been in various stages of, if you like, disrepair since that date. We're reasonably used to it. Now, this is a little bit more significant because it's all of Australia as opposed to just one state. But, you know, we'll know more once again in a week's time and 3 weeks' time. I'm sure as we get closer to the eight-week period, we'll be able to make some better assessments as to exactly what it means for Air New Zealand and what it may look like on the other side of it. So let's just play that one through and see where we end up.
In the short term, Greg, are you going to have to stand down any staff or ask them to go on leave during this time?
Our intention is not to do that, Lisa. You know, our staff have just been terrific in terms of supporting us during this. You know, we went through a period this time a year ago where unfortunately we had to let a lot go. Joyfully, we were able to bring some back, actually, at the beginning of the year because we were of the view that we would be able to get operating in Australia and ideally Rarotonga. So we brought some back. We're now, unfortunately, in this pause position. We'll want to hold on to our people and see how this plays out. It doesn't mean that some people may want to take an option of taking some leave or even leave without pay, so I won't take that off the table. But fundamentally, we want to look after our people during this period. Let's see what this looks like in 8 weeks' time.
We're sort of heading into spring by the time this freeze comes off, if indeed it does, after 8 weeks. And looking towards the festive season, I'm sure you've got like pre-bookings and all the rest of it. What if we're not back? What if we're not back and open by that period?
Well, that will mean that we'll pull out another scenario, Lisa, and start projecting exactly what that means for Air New Zealand. We obviously run
Will the credits be stacking up at that point, Greg? Because that's obviously an issue for you as well.
Well, yes. It's been good over the last few months to actually see those credits come down, but there's no doubt that this eight-week pause will see a lot of people who've bought non-refundable fares put those straight into credit. So we'll deal with that. As I said, let's just see how this plays out over the period. You know, one of the things that we've all learned through COVID is that it's a bit hard to predict too far out.
So what does it do to confidence, traveller confidence, do you reckon? On again, off again?
Yeah, look, I think there's no doubt that it creates a bit of a dent in terms of how people are going to feel about jumping across to Australia in the short term. However, I would say that, you know, what we've seen in domestic, and I would stress that our domestic business continues to be very, very solid for us, is that people do move on, and I suspect that it will take a little bit longer for people to get back to flying across the Tasman, but that will return.
We're almost out of time. So in a word, Greg, the Trans-Tasman bubble so far, has it been worth it?
Yes, it has. It's been worth it from the ability of people to be able to reconnect, and that's one of our jobs. It's been okay financially for us for most of the period. And it's been great for our people to be able to give them a bit of extra flight.
Appreciate your time this evening. That is airline boss Greg Foran there.